Blog Talk Radio.
20 years.
If you're one of the more than 250 million Americans who already have health insurance, you will keep your health insurance. This law will only make it more secure and more affordable.
It's just untrue. A lot of employers are going to drop their health insurance coverage to dump people on the government-run exchanges.
One of the concerns about health care and how you pay for it, one-third of the funding comes from cuts to Medicare.
Right. It is important for us to make sure this thing is deficit neutral, without tricks. I said I wouldn't sign a bill that didn't meet that criteria.
They used 10 years of revenues and 7 years of spending and said, see, look, over 10 years this pays for itself.
He's cutting Medicare by $500 billion. He cut seniors' home health care by 11%.
It's a plan that asks everyone to take responsibility for meeting this challenge. Everybody.
Exempting some from complying with the new health care law.
They've been granted a special waiver from key provisions of the new law.
All this coming out in just the first 2 years.
This plan will reduce the cost of health care for millions.
Instead, they've gone up by 2,200. Premiums, I think, have gone up 9%.
Still leave 23 million people uninsured.
Let me also address a illegitimate concern that's being put forward by those who are claiming that a public option is somehow a Trojan horse for a single-payer system.
A single-payer health care plan, universal health care plan. That's what I'd like to see.
I think if we get a good public option, it could lead to single-payer, and that's the best way to reach single-payer.
Nobody is talking about some government takeover of health care.
I happen to be a proponent of a single-payer universal.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption. Corruption. Corruption.
Until now.
Now. Now.
You feel that?
Shipmates, getting my microphone in the right place. Welcome aboard the program, where if you like your freedom, you can keep your freedom. Period. I promise you, I will not take it away. I'm trying to give it to you. But that makes me a racist. Yeah. Remember them things called those shovel-ready jobs? Remember those? Remember when we heard about those? Wonder what happened to those. Yeah, we haven't talked about that in a while. Yeah, I mean, that was even longer than Benghazi. So, I mean, that's not worth talking about. How many people actually got a job from the stimulus? How many got a shovel-ready job? Well, the president admitted it. Was it as shovel-ready as he thought? Kind of like the healthcare.gov website. Kind of, well, not secure as we thought. Kind of, well, not ready to go as we thought. I'm going to save this for a surprise, but I do have a surprise, a couple of surprises. I mean, this Obamacare never stops. It's day by day, minute by minute. More and more, nothing good. It's all bad, all creepy, all nasty, all incompetence, all stupidity. I mean, it never ends. It's you know, the dams burst and the flood of nonsense is covering all of the land. I mean, my God, and they're doubling down on it. They're proven wrong time after time after time after time again. Now, I know, I didn't say that. And I've talked about that since I started this program. The more evidence you prove these people wrong, well, the more they deny it. And they get away with it. Well, he can't get away with this one. One, there's just far too many people that are being affected by this. And we haven't even started yet. Because, you know, all those people that you got that little waiver, well, those little waivers are going to go away. So there's going to be a second of flood, if you will, of Obamacare enrollees. Just think how much fun that one's going to be. Yeah. Everything they do is shovel ready. Boy, we're ready to go, boy. Mm-hmm. We're ready to go with our shovels. Yes, we are. We're ready to go with that Obamacare. Yes, we are. Ready to go with them cylinders. Yes, we are. We're ready to fight for the middle class. Yes, we are. Strengthen the middle class. No, you're strengthening the, well, I guess if you want to call poverty middle class, I guess, well, compared to being completely penniless and homeless and, you know, living out in a desert. Yeah, that might be middle class. But to Americans, it's poverty. It's another lie out of many. What is that, out of one, many, e pluribus unum, or e pluribus unum? I always say unum. I'm terrible at speaking. Takes me forever, I still say sword. I don't know why they put a W in the damn thing. So I got to consciously think, wait a minute, it's not sword, it's sword. Like Steinfeld, I see, I said it right there. I always think I've known the name Steinfeld before I knew the name Seinfeld. So when I first heard of Jerry Steinfeld with this new program, and I watched the first one, I loved that show. I thought it was a great show. But it took me forever, and I still say Steinfeld because I knew the name Steinfeld before Seinfeld. So when I heard Seinfeld, I didn't hear Seinfeld, I heard Steinfeld. So there's that. So pluribus unum. So what would this be? Just one lie out of many? Would that be e liebus unum? I guess. I don't speak Latin, but I think I translated it rather well in my head, if I don't say so myself. One thing after another, and it just never, ever, ever ends. Now they want to double down and put more money into the same problem that can never be corrected with the same people to correct the problem that they created. Come to find out now, the reason why they were having, well, so many unique visitors visit the site that was crashing the site, well, it seems they were having problems and could barely handle 1,100 users a day before the launch. So they've got documents out there saying, whoa, wait a minute, even before they launched this crazy-ass disaster, wait a minute, this website can only handle 1,100 users a day. And that's if everything goes smooth. How do you have a website that can handle 1,100 users a day? You can get a website off of GoDaddy that can handle more than that. What the hell? Maybe that's what they should have done. Maybe they should have gone to GoDaddy. Where the hell was Danica Patrick? She's all Obama this and government this. She's all big old fat lib. Go out there and win a race, Danica. 1,100? I mean, what? 1,100, not 11,000 or 11 million. Certainly not the 7 million that they wanted. So here, now I think they said that they had, what was it? Crashes were due to unexpectedly high traffic. Well, anything over 1,100 throughout the entire country. This is the entire country. 1,100. Think about that. 1,100. Now, go to anybody ever been to a live sporting event, a baseball game, a football game? They average, football, most of those stadiums can handle, some of the college stadiums. I remember the old Husky Stadium, I think that thing held like 90-some thousand. This is 1,100, 1,000. That shows you that just how insignificant, I mean, how small 1,100 is compared to all the people all in the United States that are supposed to be, frolicking into this over the cliff here and jump into the Obama bottomless pit. That's what happens when you jump off a cliff. Well, that's what happens. You go all the way down to the very bottom and you go splat. Blood, guts, and gore splattered all over. Because of what? Your faith. Your hope. Oh, it's going to change the world. Yeah, that hope and change and all that faith and that positive energy really did. See, this is the problem. There's nothing wrong with having positive energy. Yes, positive energy can do a lot, can do a lot of things. If you don't have the proper positive energy, well, there's really very little that you can do. So that's almost like a given. I mean, you think a baseball player, you think he can go out there and perform every night with a negative attitude? I'm going to put all my chips down on and say no. Even a bricklayer, he doesn't have the right positive energy. He's not gonna build that wall. I mean, he might build it, but it ain't gonna hold up. It's gonna look like hell. So yeah, of course you need positive energy. But you also need negative energy too. For every frick, there's a frickin' frack. It's just the way it is. I didn't design the forces of nature. I just understand them. So this website can handle 1,100 a day. So that's where they get all the unique traffic. Now, where are these numbers? I don't believe these numbers. I don't know what the numbers really, really are. But whatever they are, I'm sure that they're not these. I can't believe a single... I have to. I can't trust this administration to tell me one damn thing that's accurate. So far, everything they have said has been inaccurate and proven. I don't think anything this administration has told the American people has been accurate. Think about it. Think about when was the last time this administration actually told you something that actually was true and you could prove it. No matter how big, no matter how small, what has he said? I can't think of anything right off the top of my head. I mean, he might have been, walk out of the White House one day and get drenched and say, oh, look, it's raining. That might be, an accurate statement from this administration, but shy from that, I can't think of anything that he addressed the nation to that he said that was actually accurate and can be proven. We know damn well it wasn't no video. Blew up Benghazi. Fast and furious. If the president didn't have anything to do with it, why didn't he fire the attorney general? because he did have something to do with it. Why would you allow your attorney general to stay on after letting thousands of, well, what they call automatic machine guns, AR-15s, they let all these weaponry go to the drug cartels in Mexico? Okay, whether you want to track those guns or not, they're still going to have those guns, and they're still going to have a really good opportunity to use those guns, no matter how short of time that they have them. So what you people are doing, every single one of you people that put those guns in those hands, in those drug cartels' hands, and all the people that have been killed, and you know for a fact it's more than just one American Border Patrol agent. Well, their blood is on your hands. Does this attorney general have any conscience? Does he even think about that? No. Why? Well, it'd make him feel bad. He doesn't care. It's not his life. It's, you know, it's the underlings. It's their lives. They're the subjects. What do I care about them? Ugh. So let's see here. The website was expected to draw around 60,000 simultaneous. Yeah, I'm a real good reader. Simultaneous users, but instead drew many more. They say around 250,000. What happened to all these millions that they were supposed to have? Still 250,000. Think about that. However, a healthcare.gov testing bulletin from September 30, the day before the site's launch, states that the website began to run into trouble with far fewer users. Uh-oh. Naughty. Currently, we are able to reach 1,100 users before response time gets too high. Uh-oh. 1,100? How do you spend $600 million and take 3 years to get a website that can barely handle 1,100 users a day? How do you do that? I can't come up with a logical explanation for that. I'm sure they can. You paid attention to anything? I got some more clips yesterday. Oh my God! This stuff just doesn't end, and they still refuse to admit that they screwed up, even though the entire country, the entire world, is watching. You think for 1 second the rest of the world isn't watching this president? Of how weak and incompetent he looked? Look what he did with Syria, acting like he's, you know, John Wayne. Yeah, I'll show you. I'll be the real Ronald Reagan. You ain't nothing. Sit down. Screw that old mess up. Putin shows up. Bitch slaps him. Sends him home. Sends him home with a wedgie. And then he comes out there and makes a speech, still trying to get to, you know, he just still can't admit that he got bitch slapped. So he's out there trying to drum up support for Congress. For what? Where did that happen? What happened to Syria? I mean, Syria seems like that was, you want to talk about a long time ago. I mean, this whole Syria mess. I mean, there's been so many things that, and who was it? There was somebody, I get flooded with all the crap that you watch on TV, but, and I think we played it even yesterday. I think it was from a Sunday show. I can't remember, but we're just overloaded with scandal after scandal after scandal. I mean, some of these are two and three at a time. I mean, that might be, you know, beneficial for them because the media can't keep up with them. But even their own people in the media are starting to, they're starting to, whoa, wait a minute here. You start losing them and you're going to be, that's why he keeps hiring these people so he doesn't lose them. But when it comes right down to it, yeah, they may write a few critical points in their little columns, but when it comes down to it, they'll never vote conservative. They'll never vote Republican. They'll vote Democrat each and every damn time. So it really is phony. It makes no sense. You want to be critical? Okay, fine, be critical. But you're the very person that was supporting it. I mean, every single one of these members of Congress that voted for this in the House and the Senate. Don't give me this crap that you were surprised, that you were duped. We told you were going to lose your plan. We told you were going to lose your doctor. We told you it was going to be much more expensive before you passed the bill. Then you passed the bill, Ms. Landrieu, because you were so embarrassed to travel to Europe when a lot of your constituents can't even travel to the supermarket and buy a meal for their family. And yet you can't fly to Europe without being embarrassed because we don't have health care. Well, now we've got your famed health care. And are you embarrassed now? No. Now you're claiming, wait a minute here, we need to fix this. Wait a minute, we got problems. Well, maybe you should have read the bill. You would have understood that those problems were going to exist. We read it. We told you it was going to happen. And now you're acting like this is a surprise? Hello? And these reporters? Well, why doesn't it work? Well, duh. Few of you reporters weren't slobbering all over yourselves over the mere mention of the king's name. Maybe you would have been able to pay attention that this stuff was going to happen, including you, John Carl. I'm glad you're busting on little twinkle toes up there, but, you know, whatever. Now you got Virginia. They don't learn either. How do you people get to that point? I don't know what it's like to be that programmed. I guess that's the right word. I don't know what it's like to be programmed. I've never been able to be programmed. I'm a free thinker, man. If I like it, I like it. If I don't, well, then I don't. I could care less if my friends like it or not. I don't care less if the rest of the planet likes it or not. If I don't like it, I don't like it. I don't give a damn if you like it or not. That's your business. I got enough going on in my own damn life. I don't have time to worry about somebody else's stupid business. That's exactly what we would love to have our government follow. But are they? No. This president has the audacity to make speeches about bullying. Well, we covered a lot about bullying yesterday, and we're going to cover it again today because they are the bullies. They're the real bullies of this country. What the hell else did this stupid bulletin say? The bulletin says that the goal moving forward was to conduct more through testing. Oh, yeah, well, let's just test it more. Yeah, that'll solve it. Yeah, well, it's going to cost more money. Well, that's all right. Taxpayers are paying for it. I'm not. Oh, you're so funny. Conduct more through testing with the federally facilitated marketplace to reach targets up to 10,000 concurrent users in the next few days. So they like to get up to 10,000 a day. Wow. I wonder how many companies out there that have a website that do their business over the website. I wonder if they have a website that took 3 years and over $600 million. And I'm pretty sure that they don't, and I'm pretty sure they can handle more than 10,000 concurrent users a day. Spend $600 million. I mean, you expect that damn thing to be up and running far before the deadline and to be working perfectly. But no, did they test it? No. They put it online, and they're testing it online. Meanwhile, they're still doing testing with security, but meanwhile, it's not secure. Unless you have completed all the tests and you have proven, without a shadow of a doubt, that it is secure, it's not secure. So here you go, criminally, in my view, criminally put this website out there, force people to sign into it, take all their personal information. Oh, but we store it in this hub, and we take it out of this hub, and we don't put it in this hub. Well, now you just told the hacker where the hell it is, so now they can go find it, if they had any trouble finding it anyway, which most of these people, obviously they don't have very much trouble because they find this stuff. I don't know how the hell they do it, but they do it. I mean, if you got that Edward Snowden coming into the NSA, the largest spy agency in the world, supposedly. Well, there's no safeguards there. They can take anything they want. Spy on government computers all the time. You can hack into somewhere. If you know what the hell you're doing, you got enough money, you got enough resources, you can do it. But you can also make a website where they can't do it. Or if they do it, they're going to be caught rather quickly. So you can make a secure website. I order a pizza through Domino's from time to time. I've never had a problem. Domino's. Friggin' Domino's. Domino's can take your personal information, keep it secure, and deliver your pizza within 30 minutes or less. Pretty sure that Domino's, didn't spend $600 million on a friggin' website that took over 3 years to get completed, and it can only handle 1,100 unique visitors a day. Good God. Come on. What else is it say? This is like having a really good product. Oh, this is the president now. Highlighting the law's benefits at the Dallas Temple Emmanuel. Obama, president, king, prime leader, encouraged participation in the marketplaces set up by the law. He said nothing drives him crazier than knowing that there's good insurance available if only the website would work properly. Oh, if only this would happen, then I could be king of the world. People are finally getting on the website, Mr. Obama. They're not finding the good insurance. They're not finding the affordable insurance that you promised them. They're not finding they can keep their doctor. They're not finding they can keep their plan. They're finding it's going to be much more expensive. It's not going to be $2,500 less. It's going to be, in most cases, much more than $2,500 more. Remember when he said $2,500 or less? I got that in here. We'll play it today. But see, after he got elected, then we never heard that anymore. Isn't that funny? Then you can keep your plan. You can keep your doctor. Oh, he's been touting that. Oh, boom, 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 boom. Then he gets reelected. We don't hear about that anymore. No. Once the law got passed, we never heard you can keep your doctor anymore. Isn't that funny? That all kind of went away once the law finally passed. Now he can't go out and say that because, not going to be true. And we told you people it wasn't going to be true. We told you that before he passed the thing. That's why the president was out there touting day by day, doing everything he could to convince his little sheep, and he did a really good job. You can keep your doctor. You can keep your plan. We were telling you, no, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. But you called us racists. So Obama comes out there, lies right to your face, tells you, I'm going to lower your premiums $2,500. I'm going to let you keep your doctor, let you keep your plan. I'm going to make everything rosy for you. Those Republicans are racist. That's why they don't like this plan. They don't want to give you health care. And if you're a woman, you damn sure they don't want to give you health care. So now everybody's got abortion care, whether you're man, woman, child, or beast. Why you would need prenatal care, a 32-year-old single male needs prenatal care, is mind-boggling. But I guess that's in case he's got a girlfriend that doesn't have, well, I guess in case he's got a girlfriend, an illegal alien, and she doesn't have insurance, well, then he can get her an abortion. That's probably what that's all about. Pretty sure. Pretty sure that one. So then the king goes on to say, this is like having a really good product in a store and the crack cash registers don't work and there aren't enough parking spots. Oh, what do I do? No, what this is, Mr. Obama, is incompetence from the very thought, the very idea of this health care plan, all the way to its, well, pseudo-fruition. And it's still continuing. The incompetence just keeps getting bigger. It doesn't keep getting smaller. Kind of like reverse of what you did to the middle class. Instead of getting the middle class bigger, you got it smaller. I know that sometimes this task is especially challenging, he goes on to say, here in the great Lone Star State. Oh, and the crowd laughs. Oh, that president's so charming, so funny. Oh. But, he says, I think all of you understand that there's no state that actually needs this more than Texas. They are trying to do every damn thing they can to take over Texas. They're cutting a big chunk out of Texas. Texas, I know Texas is a stronghold. It's going to be hard to beat them, but they are. They're getting a big chunk of a Texas. I'm telling you, Texas, don't give up the line, man. You start getting these people out of your state. Clean up your own state, man. Clean it up. We can't lose Texas. Texas is too important to the United States. We can't lose Texas to this. We cannot lose Texas to these people. So then Governor Perry, he shoots back, accusing Obama in a statement, trying to salvage his ill-conceived and unpopular program from a Titanic fate. You are absolutely correct, Mr. Perry. Texans are not the reason Obamacare is crumbling, the governor said. Obamacare is the reason Obamacare is crumbling. Exactly what I said. Absolutely. The law itself does not fit into the actual real core that's still in America. That idea, that can't, it can penetrate the surface, the superficial people, but it can't penetrate what's beyond them. It can only get the surface. And that's what liberalism is all about. It's just simply the surface, that sweet cream on top. It's all you need. Hey, if it looks good, smells good, well, then it is good. Well, you don't need, don't worry about the evidence. Evidence? Evidence. But evidence? You're going to sit here and talk to me about evidence? No, evidence. No, we're talking about evidence. I'm a Democrat, damn it. Evidence. What do you mean, evidence? Evidence just gets in the way of reality. What are you talking about, this evidence? Evidence. Evidence? Ah, we don't need evidence. Idiot. CBS. Uh-oh, CBS is at it again. Ooh, ooh, ooh. White House had years of warnings about Obamacare debacle. No. They didn't have any warnings about Benghazi either. No. No, it was a complete and utter surprise. All of a sudden, this video pops up on YouTube and the embassy's on fire. We had no idea. We couldn't get there on time. I mean, you know, the boys were tired from working all day. It's late. So the White House had years of warnings. But did they take heed? No, they did not. Monday's CBS This Morning revealed how a trusted Obama health care advisor warned the White House that it was losing control of Obamacare. And Major Garrett, which I watched the video, which I can't play the video, but Major Garrett underlined that the warnings were dire and specific and ultimately ignored. Of course they ignored them. Just like all the OBOTs out there ignored us smart people and said, you're not going to keep your doctors. You're not going to keep your health care plan. Your health care plan's going to go up. No, you're not. You're a racist. You don't want to give women health care because you're a racist and a hater. You're a hater. You hate. No, we're smart. And we told you you were about to fall off a cliff, and what did you do? Well, you went straight off the damn thing with a running start, I might add. Now that you've fallen flat, blood, guts, and gore are splattered all over the ravine. And you have the audacity to say that you were duped. You weren't duped. You're an idiot. You were told this was going to happen to you. You got no, you can't complain. Now you got all these Democrats out there. Oh, they're wigging out. Mary Landrieu, they're all up for re-election, and they're all freaking out. They go into the president yesterday in this top secret meeting. It was taken off the books. Well, we don't want anybody to know about this. Well, we do. I'd love to be a fly on the wall and listen to what the hell was going on in there. You know those liberals were pissed. They're saying, hey, Prez, WTF here. You know, throw me a bone, will you? You know, I'm up for a re-election here. These, my constituents, well, they're hot, and I voted for this damn thing. You're going to have to help me out. So now what he's going to end up doing is even giving even more waivers. Nobody's ever going to be able to even get into it except for, you know, a few people that are on, you know, Medicare and Medicaid. What the hell is the point of them switching over to Obamacare when they could have just stayed on Medicare and Medicaid? Spent $600 million to find this out? I mean, Jesus Christ almighty, does anybody think anything all the way through before they send it out there? I mean, come on. Jesus God. I mean, this is beyond incompetence. I mean, this is almost, I mean, it, you have to at least think that there could quite possibly, it could be a possibility that this is done deliberately. There is a devious side to this. They don't seem shook up. They don't seem worried. Obama doesn't seem all shook up. Sebelius, she didn't seem all that shook up. These people just don't care. Well, it's the law of the land, so you can't take it away. Well, I think there's going to be a big call. I think the presidents are going to win this battle. But Obamacare is only going to get worse. If they find a way to make it better, you'll never get rid of it. It has to be repealed. There's more reasons to appeal it than there are to keep it. That's overwhelming. You can't argue that. Even the obotic liberal of all liberals cannot argue it. They will, but it's not genuine. Of course, nothing about them are genuine anyway, so what the hell difference does it freaking make? Huh, Miss Hillary Hitman Clinton, what difference does it make? Huh, sweetie? Huh? Instead, they relied on appointed bureaucrats and senior White House healthcare advisors to implement the healthcare law. So instead of listening to, well, the people who knew what the hell they were talking about, he listened to Valerie Jarrett. So every time Valerie Jarrett has something to say, which is just about everything that's going on in this country, it has failed. Why does this man listen to her? Does she have something on him? Does he have something on her? I mean, this whole triangle between him, Michelle, and Valerie, what the hell is going on there? I mean, there's some devious circles in the Democratic Party. There's devious people on planet Earth. I don't care who you are. I don't care what town you're in. There's devious people. But the Democratic Party, I mean, they're open about their devious. And they don't care. They double down on it. And people vote for it. How do you vote for this stuff? How do you people vote? How do you people get yourself suckered into this? Look, if you get yourself suckered into something, you deserve to be suckered into. However, us people who didn't vote for this crap, we don't deserve it. But because there was more stupid people than there were smart people, we now have to suffer because of your stupidity. You people owe us an apology. But what did you do? Bap, you turned around, doubled down, and voted old Terry McAuliffe as governor of Virginia. Jesus, God almighty, Virginia? I mean, I gave Virginia a hell of a lot more credit than that. I know. There's talk about that it was a stolen election, which if it's McAuliffe and Clinton's involved, it wouldn't surprise me a bit. But to actually have actual physical concrete proof that election was stolen, even though, yeah, they do know that more people generally vote for a county than are there. So you know something's up. But what happens? Nothing. If the right candidate wins, well, no, there's no recounts. There's no problem. But if a Republican wins, then we got to keep recounting until we find it, until we win. That's how my old state, Washington, that's how they got their governor. Remember her? Yeah. What a devious. I mean, I just once want to live in a red state. Washington, California, New York. You can't get any more liberal than those states. I love the states. I love them. But God almighty. I just want to live in a state that where people are, well, they understand what freedom is about and they like it. They don't want to take it away from me and I don't want to take it away from them. It's not about taking it away. It's about just simply having it. If you want to use it, use it. If you don't, then don't. Roll it up and smoke it for all I care what the hell you do with it. But don't take it away from me. I don't care how many friggin' badges you have on your chest. I don't care how many guns you have on your side. I don't care how many robes you wear. I don't care how many elections you stole. I don't care how many college degrees you have. I just don't give a damn. I don't tell you how to live your life. You don't tell me how to live my life. That stupid badge means nothing to me. That robe means nothing. Those college degrees mean absolutely nothing to me. Your cockamamie elections mean absolutely nothing to me. I could give a damn less what your stupid title is. That's your title. You want to talk about titles? There you have it. So Garrett, he goes out and he also points out how the White House became secretive about the law's complexity and regulatory reach. Wait a minute. No. Wait a minute here. Come on there, Mr. Garrett. This is the most transparent administration in American political history. God, weren't you paying attention? Because they were apparently fearful of constant attacks from congressional Republicans. They were afraid of those big, mean Republicans. So we gotta lie so that way we don't get criticized because we hate it. But they love dishing it out, don't they? Oh, they're real good at criticizing, but you say good morning to them and, oh, you're a racist, homophobe. I mean, these people are just pathetic. How do you people vote for these people? I mean, do people even pay attention, or do you just go to the ballot box and just write, you know, whatever's a Democrat, you just vote for it? Do you even know who these people are? Have you ever seen a picture of them? How do you vote for Nancy Pelosi? If you've ever paid attention to anything that this woman has ever said or done, how the hell do you go to the voting booth and vote for that? That says more about you than it says about her. And that's saying a lot, because there's a lot to say about that dingbat. I'm sorry, but she is a dummy. Her and Debbie Dum-Dum. Everywhere old Nancy went, there was sure little Debbie to follow. I mean, those two are just pathetic. I mean, it's one thing after another. Sheila Jackson Lee, I mean, just, I mean, a bag of broken sticks has more intelligence than her. The stupidity that comes out of these people, Hank Johnson, thinks if you put too many people on the island of Guam, it will tip over and capsize and everybody will drown in the ocean. How the hell do you vote for that? Why did you not pay attention? How do you not know that your congressman said that? And you go to the voting booth and vote him back in again? The man is insane. He needs to be in a hospital. He doesn't belong in Congress. I mean, what the hell is the matter? I mean, people need to start waking up in this country. I mean, this is getting absolutely freaking ridiculous. So the titty baby administration can't handle a couple of complaints from those big, mean, awful, rude Republicans, those haters. So they lie. Oh, that's a good excuse. Oh, okay, that's no problem, Mr. Obama. Sure, you can get away with that lie. That's fine. Yeah, that's no problem. Besides, you're the Messiah anyway, so it doesn't really matter. David Cutler, the trusted Obama health care advisor, in his blunt 2010 memo to economic advisor Larry Summers, Cutler asserted, that the relevant members of the administration do not understand the president's vision or have the capability to carry it out, quote, unfreaking quote. Well, we didn't need Mr. Cutler to tell us that. We knew that from the very beginning. A smart people who didn't vote for this guy in 2008... Unfortunately, we didn't have anything on our side to vote for, and that's the Republicans' problem, and I'm still wondering why we don't see Mr. Priebus out there. Why do we not see a Republican battle cry out here? Why are they so afraid to connect themselves with Ted Cruz? Because he follows the friggin' Constitution? He's out there working for his people? Doing what they hired him to do? How is he extremist? How in the hell is the Constitution extremist? Please, somebody explain that to me. You can't, because you're an idiot. because he follows the Constitution. That's what they're afraid of. They don't want to follow the Constitution themselves. Well, that's why people like you, Mr. King and Mr. McConnell and all the rest of you, McCain, the whole smash, all of you, you're gone. Why we did not spend any money in Virginia? Because Cuccinelli was connected to the Tea Party? What? The Tea Party stands for freedom. They stand for the Constitution. They stand for their government to simply be fiscally responsible and stay out of the American people's lives. They should not have that complicated of a job to do. You follow the goddamn Constitution and call it a day. Really not much more to do. You do not need to interfere into people's lives. It's not your life. It's not your decision to make. It's not your decision to make how I think, how I feel, what I say, what I do. Those are my decisions to make. I don't care if you like them or not. I don't like anything you do. So what the hell does that mean? Oh, because you're the government? You don't like it? I could care less what you think. Go keep our country out of war. Go pay our bills. And shut up. Yeah, go visit a grade school or something. Just stay the hell out of the way. Don't do anything. The less you do, go on the golf course. You do a pretty good job there. More time you spend on the golf course, the better off this country is. Government shut down. Well, they should have shut the Congress down. That's where the goddamn problem is. We need new people. We need new blood. We need people in there that simply just want to follow the Constitution and nothing else. That doesn't mean you're lazy because you don't pass an overabundance of legislation. That doesn't make you lazy. That doesn't mean you're not doing your job. That doesn't make you incompetent. That makes you smart. That makes you doing your job. Legislation is not something that should just be passed willy-nilly. I mean, these are things you got to think about. It doesn't matter how big or how small that piece of legislation is going to trickle down, going to trickle up, going to trickle side to side, every damn direction. It's going to affect people's lives. But did they think about this health care? No. No. No, they didn't think about that. They didn't care. They knew it wasn't going to be this. That's why they lied. They lied to get elected the first time by telling you it's going to be $2,500 or less. Then he gets elected. Then he starts promoting his health care. Oh, yeah, you can keep your doctor. You can keep your plan because the Republicans found out. Wait a minute. They started reading stuff on this. Wait a minute. You can't keep your doctor. You can't keep your plan. It is going to be much more expensive. He chose to not say it's going to be he's going to lower your payment $2,500, but he sure went out there and convinced you that you were going to keep your doctor and your plan. So he lied to get reelected. Then he got reelected. He lied like I can't believe the lies they said about Benghazi to get reelected. Why that entire administration is not in a grand jury at this particular moment just is really mind-boggling to me. That's a serious offense of what happened in Benghazi. That's not, excuse me, that's not, no, that's not a little thing. That's not a phony scandal. If they're going to go out and call something a phony scandal, that means it is a huge scandal, and it is. The more you find out about this Benghazi, the more you just cannot believe. But yet you do believe because, well, we can no longer be surprised. Not with this administration. I can't. I get more and more sick to my stomach, but I'm not surprised. I get more and more pissed off, but I'm not surprised. So what the hell else did he say here, this Garrett? Did not understand the president's vision to carry it out, and he goes on to say, this is Mr. Cutler to Mr. Larry Summers, no one was in charge who had any experience in complex business startups. Oh, really? Nobody had any experience? but yet they're running the country? Valerie Jarrett, what does she have experience for? She's a slumlord in Chicago. That makes her an advisor. So they have no experience, which we knew that. The president doesn't have any experience. He was a state senator, which God only knows what he didn't really do very much because we've seen his voting record and it's present. So it looks like he showed up, speaker job in Harvard, which was not a professor job. It was a guest speaker job. He rarely showed up because he doesn't understand the damn law. He doesn't understand the Constitution. Don't give me this nonsense. I'm a constitutional scholar. I mean, if your people are going to let yourselves be that duped, that easy, I mean, you deserve it. But the problem is we don't. So if you're going to be that selfish, you know, I mean, come on. Just take a couple of minutes and think about what the hell decision you're making here. But you won't. Because you're lazy. So let's get in here. The Senate hearing yesterday with our good friend Kat Sebelius. Bull, as in bull, and bully. Yes, these people are bullies. They are bullying you into buying something that you don't want, can't afford. And if you do get sick, yes, you most definitely will go bankrupt. More people are going to be uninsured with this nonsense than they were before we started. You can't put it in the books. Get the book out right now, put it in there, and I've been saying that for a long time. I've been saying that since it got started. The day of the damn vote. I watched that stupid thing, too. Made me sick. I mean, that was not a good Christmas. So anyway, let's get in here yesterday to our good friend Kat Sebelius. I mean, in one sense, I kind of, well, I don't say I feel sorry for her. She's doing what she was told. She probably doesn't know, I don't think she really knows what to do. But that's not her fault. That's the fault of the person who hired her. That's the president's fault. That's why she's not fired. Even the president knows that he hired somebody who had no idea what the hell they were doing. So they go ahead and hire all these companies that were kicked out of all these countries, and they've got lawsuits up the kazoo. Spent $600 million taking 3 years to build a website that can barely handle 1,100 unique visitors a day. There should be a lot of people fired for this. How do you have a website? I mean, don't you think that seems to be a little criminal to me, how a website like this could take that many millions of dollars and be constructed that isn't ready to go in 3 years? But then to put it on when it's not, put it on live, knowing full well that website is not secure. And now they're calling for people to, they want you to re-register, which we all know what happened there, and I called that a long time ago too. They were going to lose all of their people that went on, and they're going to have to start over. So they want people to re-register because we've got new, exciting deals. And then you go on there and find out that the deal is even much more expensive than you had before, and you were already crapping your pants from the last one. These people just will not stop. They have no idea what they're doing. This is even more reason to repeal it. Why would you want to keep putting more and more incompetent people and more billions of dollars into something that is never going to get completed? It's not going to work. You keep hiring more and more incompetent people to fix the incompetence. You're just going to get even more incompetence. That's incompetent to think otherwise. I mean, this is basic. I mean, this is 101 stuff. I mean, this isn't stuff you don't need to be that deep of a thinker to realize that if something continuously doesn't friggin' work, unless you have something, a crystal ball, you have something that can tell you exactly what the problem is and you can immediately fix it, it's not going to work. Dumping money into something doesn't mean it's going to work. The old phrase, money doesn't buy happiness? There's a little bit of truth to that. Money doesn't buy technology. It's the brains that buy the technology. Just because you give a scientist a whole bunch of money doesn't mean that he's going to be able to just pull out prove a particular theory just with money. Well, the money can help you buy resources and on and on and on, but it still takes the mind. That's what solves the problem. Not the money. It's the mind. Well, we already know that these people don't use their minds, because if they did, every one of their programs, every one of their pieces of legislation, well, would work. But none of it does. You don't believe me? Take a trip to Detroit. Take a look around. See what liberalism brings you. Then you come back and then you argue with me, but you won't come back because you're going to be stunned. Really? This is what liberalism buys you? And I've been voting for this? Yes, you have. Why? Well, because you're an idiot. Because you don't listen. And then you blame, instead of blaming yourself, these people, Miss Mary Landrieu, instead of blaming yourself for not reading the bill before you voted for it and accepting that very large pork sandwich that you got, no. Oh, it's not your fault, Miss Landrieu. It's not your fault. It's everybody else's fault. We were duped. The administration duped us. No, you were not duped. You were told otherwise, and all you had to do was read the bill, but you didn't. But yet you voted for it. So you vote for that bill. It's just like you read it. And now you're scrambling because you're all pissed off that your constituents are all pissed off. They want your head. So now you're fighting for your job, which you don't deserve anymore, because you blew it when you accepted that pork sandwich just to sign on to a bill that you did not read, screwing each and every one of your constituents, Miss Landrieu. President's not going to save you. You need to come out and admit you screwed up. That's the only way you're going to get your people back, and you're not going to get your people back. You deserve to lose your job. There's a lot of people in Congress that need to lose their job, but another story. So anyway, let's get in here. Let's start with our good friend, old Katsibulius. You're not going to believe, well, I'll just let you play it. I'll just play it. Go ahead, go.
Americans lose their health care. Millions and millions more see their health care premiums going up. And the price for some of these fixes that you are talking about is phenomenally higher than we understood or was represented. Isn't it time to go in and take a look at the areas of the law that are simply failing?
Actually, Senator, in the marketplace, the rates have come in about 16% lower than what the Congressional Budget Office projected those rates to be.
That's the projection after – that's not lower than actual fact.
Those were the projections of the rates. So the rates are lower, much like we just heard Senator Wyden talk about the projections around Medicare Part D. The rates came in significantly.
So are you saying that in the individual market, insurance rates are going down?
I didn't say they're going down. I said the rates are lower than was
predicted. Well, what? I did. No. Okay, cue that up. I want to hear that again. You didn't know. You didn't say that the premiums were going down. You said that they were lower than predicted? Wait a minute. The president said that he... I don't think I heard this right. You got that ready? Okay. Yeah, play that again.
No.
I didn't say they're going down. I said the rates are lower than was predicted.
One more time. Go ahead.
No.
I didn't say they're going down. I said the rates are lower than was predicted.
Now, that doesn't make any – well, I guess I – well, I guess – well, it does make sense. But here you have the president touting that he wants his health care plan to go down $2,500. She says, well, premiums are going up. She says, well, no, they've come in much lower than anticipated by the CBO. So then you're lying by saying it's much more expensive. You didn't tell anybody that it was going to be that much more expensive. You said it was going to be $2,500 less. But the CBO projected that it's going to be, well, much more than what you have already. But then it came in, a few policies came in that were a little under that. But it's still significantly higher than what they had before. So I didn't say that your premiums were going to go down. I said they're going to be lower than predicted. Huh. But you predicted and told us that it was going to be $2,500 less. It's more. But it's not going down, it's just lower than anticipated. Huh. Yeah. So let's hear the president in his own words now. Let's hear the president. She just said, I mean, lower than predicted. So let's listen to our friend Kat one more time. And then we're going to listen to President Obama. And then we're going to put the two together and see if we can make some kind of sense of this. So go with that second card again. Go.
I didn't say they're going down. I said the rates are lower than was predicted.
So they didn't go down. They were lower than predicted. So let's hear what Mr. Obama says that what was predicted.
A system where we're going to work with your employers to lower your premiums by up to $2,500 per family per year.
We will start by reducing premiums by as much as $2,500 per family.
Here's what changes saying to people who already have health insurance and the employers who are providing it, we'll work to lower your premiums by up to $2,500 per family per year.
I also have a health care plan that would save the average family $2,500 on their premiums.
And if you already have health care, then we're going to reduce costs an average of $2,500 per family on premiums.
We're going to work with your employer to lower the costs of your premiums by up to $2,500 a year.
And we'll cut the cost of a typical family's health care by up to $2,500 per year.
And if you've got health care, we're going to work with your employer to lower your premiums by $2,500 per family per year.
All right. We get the point. I still got 45 more seconds of this. So we know he lied about that, but he didn't say it until after he got elected. Once he got elected and once they started talking about the healthcare plan, it started going through Congress, well, he stopped saying that. And there's a good reason why, because it wasn't going to go down. And see, this is a thought. I mean, and I got a cut here. I guess I'm going to go ahead and play it. But they thought... And to prove my theory, play the next cut here in a minute. But they thought that everybody was going to just frock into this, just fall into this big, giant, pool of people, of just subjects just falling into this big giant pool and everybody collectively coming together and everybody is one. Well, it didn't happen. People didn't want it. We still don't want it. But they thought that everybody was going to sign up. And in order for this to work, on paper, I'm not saying that it will work in reality, because I'm more than convinced that it will not. But on paper, this nonsense doesn't even work on paper. This Obamacare doesn't even work on paper. But in order to make it work on paper, yeah, you are going to need lots and lots and lots and lots of people, everybody. But not everybody's going to get in it. Everybody's got waivers. So now the only people that are in it are going to have to pay for all the other people that are in it that get it for free. So he thought that all these people were just going to they just couldn't wait to jump into this Obamacare. He thought the country was with him on this, and they weren't. We told him they weren't. But there's a lot of people that voted in the right places, well, got them elected. But now they're finding out that what they voted for sucks. Well, I don't feel sorry for you. I'm tired of hearing these liberals complaining and whining. I don't want to listen to them anymore. You got no one to complain but yourself. That's the only person you need to be complaining to is yourself. Maybe next time we tell you, don't keep walking down that road, you're going to fall off. Well, maybe you might take heed. Doubtful, doubtful, doubtful. So here they think that they're going to get all these people coming in here. Can't wait to jump in to Obamacare. But the problem, one problem is, one, like we've already discussed, no, people just don't want it. But two, the government can't figure out a way to get people into it. The states don't want it. All the states that signed got their own state exchange. Well, yeah, you can get into that part, but you still have to go through the federal exchange. So you may think you've got something, but you really don't. You may have had an easier time on the website, but you don't have anything. So now they got the federal website, which even if you sign up on paper over the phone, you still have to go back into the computer and still finally pay for it. Now you've got everything signed up. You don't have to really do very much, but click a couple of buttons. But you still got to go back in if you can get back in. I mean, it's a mess. Nobody from the very beginning to the very end knew. Not only did nobody know exactly what the plan was going to look like, Obama just had an idea. Yeah, universal health care. So, okay. So they built upon that. Nobody in Congress read it. Where's Nancy Pelosi at? How come I don't hear her? How come I don't hear Miss Nancy Pelosi? Where is she? Ah, I don't hear her. Wonder where she's at. Well, she is up for re-election next year. I wonder where she's at. Probably back in her district, working for, you know, the middle class. So let's get in here to prove my thought. This is Obama. I think this was in September of 2009. It was shortly after. It was after he took office. I think it was in September of 2009. So, go with the pool cue. Go ahead, go.
That you, once we have fully implemented, you're going to be able to buy insurance through a pool so that you can get the same good rates as a group that if you're an employee at a big company, you can get right now, which means your premiums will go down.
Well, first of all, you can tell that he did not have a teleprompter. He struggles sometimes even with the teleprompter, but without it, trying to think of what the hell it is. So he called it a pool. Well, yeah, that's exactly what it is. But see, not all the sheep were that convinced. We weren't that hypnotized. You did hypnotize enough of them to vote you in twice, but there's not enough of them hypnotized to go into this health care plan that we don't want, don't need, can't afford. they thought that the United States was where they were, and everybody was going to just jump right in, just can't wait to get their Obamacare. That's just going to be the greatest thing. Nobody wanted it, especially the people that voted for it. Well, you're coming. If you don't have it already, there's a next wave. There's another wave next year where you're going to have to get into it. So if it's not, if you haven't learned your lesson of what these people are suffering from, okay, you're going to get it in a year. So you might want to jump on the bandwagon of trying to get people to repeal this. It's called your state legislatures. It's called your governor. It's called your congressman. It's called your senator. It's called your neighbor. Call your friend. Call your family members. That's who it is. It's everybody. Everybody's got to jump in the pool and shut this down. Pull the plug. He thought everybody was just going to flock right in there to his little government pool of subjects, and they can't wait to get their little Obamacare. Well, all right, I'm going to change course here a little bit. Not too much. We're still on Obamacare, but we're going to cover immigration and Obamacare. We already know now that it's illegal for states to, well, arrest all these traffickers coming in to the country illegally. So Border Patrol, they can't arrest these human traffickers. I mean, the sound of that, human trafficker. I mean, that's got to disgust you right there, but that's what it is. But yet, in his own words, and I've got two clips here. On one side, he says he doesn't want to have nobody illegally is going to be covered under Obamacare. But if you're here legally, then yes, you are covered. So in order to get here legally, well, we've got to have amnesty. Don't you realize, isn't it funny how Obamacare gets closer and closer to starting being inputted, and right after, what, it was October, here immigration started coming up again. Boom, 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 immigration's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. Well, this is all to get all these people. That's why we can't arrest these human traffickers. So once they get in here, we can make them all immediate citizens. That's what that's about. And guess what? All of those people are going to be distributed to areas, well, like Texas, and they're going to be turned immediately into great voting Democrats. That's why they're here, to vote. You illegal aliens that are coming over here, you need to understand you are here for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to be a vote. You're not here to be a human. You are here to be a vote, and that is it, which I find just absolutely disgusting. I find it sick, twisted, criminal, just freaking wrong. But these illegal aliens, they're sold their snake oil, and they love it. Well, hope it tastes good. Hope it does you wonders. You're here for nothing more than a vote, and that's it. I'm sorry, that's the cold, hard reality. That's the truth. That's why you're being allowed to come across the border here with no problem. You're here to vote. Here to be made a citizen so you can vote for Democrats and you can get your free Obamacare. So you can be a vote. That's it. They're going to move you to areas where they need more Democrats so they can constantly win every state. You are here to be a vote. That's it. You are not a citizen. You are a vote. Just so you understand, you illegal aliens coming over here, you are nothing more than a vote. That's all you are to them. You're not a human. You're not a person. You're not a citizen. You're not an American. You're not a this. You're not a that. You are a vote. And you're expendable. So if you don't comply, we can get another one. Take your place. So get in line and shut up. That's how they treat these people. I can't believe how the Democratic Party treats these immigrants. I'm sorry, but I that's how I see it. and that's wrong. To be brought over here, used just to be a vote. That's sick. That's twisted. We've got to put an end to this crap, guys. Come on. To put everything into perspective, let's go ahead and listen. This is immigration cut number one. Go ahead, go.
Now, as you know, there's been a little controversy about who exactly will be covered under reform. I want to be clear.
Mm.
If someone's here illegally, they won't be covered under this plan.
Sure.
That's a commitment I've made. But I also want to make this clear.
Yeah.
Even though I do not believe we can extend coverage to those who are here illegally, I also don't simply believe we can ignore the fact that our immigration system is broken. That's why I strongly support making sure folks who are here legally have access to affordable, quality health insurance under this plan, just like everybody else.
That's right. No one here, that's exactly right. He wants everybody to get the health care like everybody else, but they got to be legal. Well, how do they become legal? Amnesty. That's what this is all about. No one here illegally will be covered under his insurance. That's right. They won't be here illegally. They're just going to be granted citizenship. So they will be legal. So they will get it. And these people are going to love it. They're going to get free health care. They're going to be great little Democrat voters for the rest of their lives and raise great little Democrat voting children. That's all this is about. I'm not playing semantics with his words. I'm just paying attention. I'm listening to his words. And that's exactly what he said. And then to finish it up, let's go with cut number two. Go ahead, go.
If anything, this debate underscores the necessity of passing comprehensive immigration reform and resolving the issue of 12 million undocumented people living and working in this country once and for all.
Resolving the issue of 12 million immigrants. What do we do with a Jewish question? That's what that kind of sounds like. Resolving the issue of 12 million immigrants. Well, this is how they're going to resolve that issue. They're going to turn those immigrants, and there's a lot more than 12 million now, into citizens automatically, and they're all going to vote Democrat. That's what that is. They're going to be placed into certain states where they need more Democrats so they can win every single election. That's what this is about. And they have the power to do it, and they are doing it. Why we are allowing people just coming over in droves across the border, I'm sorry, is we are going to end up paying for that. A lot of people are going to get hurt because of that. It's unfortunate we live in the times that we live in, but we do live in the times that we live in. And this is an irresponsible act. We can't do that to Mexico. How come they can do it to us? We'd go to jail and spend a long time in jail. We'd be lucky if we ever got out. They would contact your family, hold a ransom for you. If you don't pay it, they're going to kill you. They'll kill you right there in jail. They don't care. You're an American. They love killing Americans. Come over here illegally and protest our government, and we allow them to get away with it. And we have politicians that get arrested for it. They should be removed from Congress. I'm sorry. There should be some kind of restriction, some kind of law, some kind of rules or guidelines in Congress. I know they do have their rules and regulations and all that, you know, for conduct in Congress, but there needs to be certain things like that. You can't protest the things that they were doing with that. No. That was an illegal protest. It was illegal all the way around. You can't have people that are here illegally protest the government. On government shutdown land. And then the congressmen get arrested. Okay, they should be removed from Congress. We don't need people like that. If you work for a company, you would have been arrested. Pretty sure if you worked for a football team, you played football for them, I'm pretty sure you get at least suspended. If not, dismissed from the team. But if you win an election, no, you can't. No, that's fine. Some states have recall power, but it takes a lot to do it. But we need to start doing it. We need to start taking these elections a little bit more seriously. I mean, how many more times do we have to be stabbed in the back? How many more times do we have to be lied to? How many more times do we have to have our wallets ravished by the government before we realize that they're too expensive and we can find a cheaper one? So now Obamacare restrictions are now leading a Brooklyn couple to consider divorce. Yes, that's absolutely 100% correct. I'm reading it right here. From website crashes, the article goes on to say, to long holds on calls, the issues involved with the unveiling of the Affordable Care Act, puke, gag, affordable, no, care, no, act, no, it's a bill, are well documented. But now, could it be breaking couples up? Yep, looks like it is. CBS2's Don Champion spoke to one Brooklyn couple on Wednesday who said they may be forced to get a divorce to get health insurance. Now, what the hell? That doesn't. When I first heard that, I said, "What the hell? That doesn't make any sense." Nona Willis, Arnowitz, I guess is how you pronounce it, and Aaron Caceres' love affair began at a party in 2008. Oh, isn't that nice? We kissed on a beanbag chair. Ooh, probably next to a unicorn. Hmm. A year later, I'm not making fun of them. I'm just having fun. They've got a serious problem. And this just goes to show you just how well these people did not think everything through. So a year later, it grew into a marriage, and they got married in City Hall. Blah, 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 blah. It was really sudden. It went on basically because we needed health insurance, and I had a job that would give that to him. So he didn't have health insurance. She did. They decided they loved each other. You know, that beanbag kiss was just overwhelming. They fell in love. They wanted to live together for the rest of their lives, but he doesn't have insurance. So, hey, why don't we get married? You'll get insurance. I get insurance. Bada-boom, bada-bing, bada-bing. Now, 4 years later, there was now irony in the fact that the couple could soon divorce for the same reason. After Obamacare is rolled out, we realize, she goes on to say, that we would save thousands of dollars if we got divorced. Whoa, what? The issue for the couple is that together as a family of only two, they make more than $62,000 a year. So they don't qualify for subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. But if they lived together unmarried, they would qualify for the subsidies and could literally save hundreds of dollars a month. Single person can qualify for subsidies if they make less than $46,000 a year. I mean, these figures are just, I mean, when I was reading this, I'm like, none of these figures and these plans, nothing seems to make sense. Everything is just arbitrary and baseless. And it's like Valerie Jarrett just bends over and gets one of her aides to just reach the inside of her butt and pull out one more just little stat and statistic and point. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. No, your premiums aren't going to go down. I didn't say your premiums were going to go down. I just said they were lower than what we anticipated. But the president said that he was going to lower the premiums $2,500. But these people are finding out that they're getting their premiums raised more than $2,500. We're up into $5,000. Some of these people are quadrupling their premiums. I mean, it's ridiculous. You're supposed to save people $2,500 a year on all these premiums. But they're finding out it's they're paying double and triple. To get away with it? No, I didn't say your premiums were going to go down. Oh no, that's funny, Senator. Oh no, we didn't say that. No, they're just coming in lower than predicted. Well, the CBO predicted it. Oh yeah, the CBO. You know, I love all these politicians loving to quote this stupid CBO. Look, the CBO is it's just hackneyed. Is all it is. There's no reason for it. They go, they give this stuff that they can only go by what they're given, and it's political. Don't tell me that it's not. It's a waste of time. It's not necessary to quote these people. But they're only quoting them because the CBO predicted that the payments were going to be much more expensive. But then when it came in, for some reason, it lowered down a little bit. So look, we lowered your premiums. No, you didn't. Yeah, they did lower your premiums. Lowered your premiums from what they predicted your premiums were going to be. See, we predict your premiums are going to be over $1,200 a month, but they're going to come in at, well, under $1,000, barely. So add that up over a year. Yeah, we're going to save you big bucks. Big bucks, big bucks, big bucks, big bucks. Big bucks. Remember that game show, Big Bucks, No Emmys, No Emmys? I used to love that show. Press Your Luck, that's what it was. Oh, man. Me and my little brother used to watch that all the time. I loved that show. Big bucks, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies. Oh, I got a whammy. That's all this administration has been giving us, is one whammy after another. Very moment that the Supreme Court Chief Justice botched his swearing in, you knew the country was doomed after that. His administration was doomed after that. Well, it's been like that ever since. Botched. There has not been one legitimate accomplishment from this administration. Not one. And yet we want to continue with this. We need to get rid of this. So here it is. These people are finding out that if they get a divorce, well, they can get cheaper insurance. But if they stay married, well, they're going to not be able to afford the insurance. So you're going to put these people, you're going to take away their marriage. So the government is now going to be deciding on whether, well, you keep your marriage or not. You know, if you like your marriage, you can keep your marriage. Really? Doesn't seem so. If you like your marriage, you can keep your marriage. If your plan doesn't change, and then we got to take away your marriage. It's in the book. You were grandfathered, but your insurance company, well, they didn't grandfather you. So we got to take away your marriage. It's not our fault. We told you, we said. Oh, yeah, that's why we put it in the bull. Oh, yeah, well, it's not my fault that nobody read it. You didn't read it. But that day passed it. So, if the government likes your marriage, you can keep your marriage. So, good luck. Here's some more examples of bullying in our country. The FCC now is even laying more groundwork for the fairness doctrine again. This is liberalism pissing and moaning because people criticize them and they don't like it. Well, we don't like you, so that's why we criticize you. So get used to it. And you're going to sit here and complain to us about criticism of the things that you say about Republicans? The videotape that you doctor to make it look like there's white racist Republicans out there toting guns all over them near the president when he was actually a black man at an NRA rally a considerable distance away from the president, two different events on two different sides of the friggin' town. But MSNBC decides, well, we're going to make him look white. Well, he was a black man at an NRA rally. Imagine that. Yeah, that's right. Conservatives don't care that you're black. Conservatives don't care that you're white. Conservatives don't care if you're a woman, believe it or not.
We don't care that you're a female. We don't care if you're Chinese, Japanese, Pekingese, or dirty knees. If you have a conservative mind, you believe in the Constitution, you believe the government should be fiscally responsible and the government should stay out of your life to let you run free, to live your life free, to think on your own freely, to have your own mind, to have your own thought. Well, if that's how you believe, well, then we like you. But if you don't like freedom, we don't like you, because you are, yes, you are a threat to us. We don't like our freedoms taken away. We don't like our rights and liberties taken away from us. It makes us a little grumpy, if you will, uppity. Those are the facts. I see the Tea Party, members of the Tea Party, I see the Tea Party following Martin Luther King. I see the Tea Party judging people by the content of their character rather than the color of their skin. But yet we are considered the racists, the extremists. When there's nothing racist, nothing extremist about all citizens should be free. That's not extremist. That's not racist. It's not racist to be fiscally responsible. It's responsible to be fiscally responsible. But we need that fairness doctrine, because we can't have those Republicans out there telling the truth. We got to get rid of them. So in 2012, the FCC contracted with the left-leaning Annenberg School of Communication and Journalism. Oh, God. The vomitometer just pegged in the red. To study entry barriers to the media and see whether or not minority groups had enough access to the media. What? First of all, I don't believe in minorities. There are no minorities. If you're an American, you're an American. There's no minority majority. I don't believe in that. I've stopped using those stupid terms. I've never liked it, even when I was a kid. I never understood it. What difference does it make? You're an American. Shut the frig up about it. Don't give me this minority. Minority of what? What makes you a minority? So if you're white, well, you're the evil one, and if you're minority, well, then you're the victim? How are you a friggin' victim? People like me who have to listen to this nonsense, we're the victims. People's health care, they have cancer. Lose their health care because of this Obamacare. And in order to get another health care plan that will come anywhere close, she's going to have to spend a lot more money. Those are real people. Those aren't, and she has a pre-existing condition. And those aren't those, what they call junk plans. Yeah, she had a real health care plan that you took away from her. What did you find out? She voted for a Republican? Huh? They know everything else what you do. They know who you are. They know if you're a Republican or not. They know if you're conservative. They know if you're liberal or not. They know. Is that the kind of society you want to live in? Well, you're exaggerating. You're just, you're off the charts. Really? Well, everything else we've told you has come to fruition. Has come true. But we don't know what we're talking about. We're the racists. This year, the FCC is launching a wide-ranging study that will require news agencies to inform the government on what stories they cover. So you have to inform the government on what stories you cover. So if they don't like the stories you cover, they're gonna advise you on what stories they want you to cover. You're telling me that's freedom of the press is intact? Hello? It's just been destroyed. What may follow? That is a push for a new fairness doctrine, as the FCC makes recommendations intended to force the media to air stories which the government once reported. Huh. Don't they have state-run television and in places like North Korea and Cuba and Argentina, or not Argentina, Venezuela, Russia, China, Saudi Arabia? Don't they have those countries that do that stuff where they tell news what to report? Is that what you want, or do you want free and open news? Freedom of the press. The 2012 study was carried out by University of Southern California's Annenberg School of Communication and Journalism, cough, cough, gag, gag, puke, puke, a school operated by the same group that employed a pre-President Barack Obama, pre-King, supported the pre-King and domestic terrorist William Ayers in Chicago in the late 1990s and early 2000s. Interesting, interesting, interesting. The plot begins to thicken. The study is a part of Federal Communication Commission's 2012 report to Congress about the barriers to participation in the communications industry, also known as the Section 257 report. Oh. Was intended to identify market entry barriers and whether such barriers impact the public's critical information needs. This is what they call it, a CIN. A second goal was to help the FCC make proposals to eliminate statutory barriers to market entry by those entities consistent with the public interest, convenience, and necessity. The FCC intended to begin the process of laying down in the regulations definitions of what constitutes critical information and what doesn't. So the government tells you what's critical and what's not. So if the government tells you it's not critical, then it's not critical. Then Benghazi, that's not critical. There's only four that died. Plus, it was a long time ago. It's not critical. Fast and Furious. Look, it was, you know, we tried something and we had the right idea, but it didn't work out, so it's not critical. There's only one person that died in that, so, you know, an IRS, it's not critical. Come on, we're just trying to read out those extremists. And the NSA, that's not critical. Don't worry, there's no problem here with none of this. Illegal aliens coming over here to vote? No, that's not a problem. No. That's not critical. Don't report any of that. In 2013, the second leg of that project was announced as a multi-market study of critical information needs, a study titled Research Design for the Multi-Market Study of Critical Information Needs. SSI has been awarded. Whoa, wait a minute. What is this? The study was produced by a company called Social Solutions International, Inc. SSI has been awarded hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars in federal contracts. Oh, well, contracts. Gee, what's the price of that? Researchers will analyze the content of broadcasters, newspaper articles, and website postings to determine the extent to which eight defined critical information needs, otherwise known as CINs, are being covered. So what the hell are these eight critical, some of the eight CINs are telling us what sort of critical criteria the FCC is using to quantify what is supposed to be useful information for the community. So they've got all these requirements that they're going to log everything that you say, everything that they do. So I'm sure that people like me who blog talk radio, which there's a lot of great blog, there's a lot of great radio on here. So now anybody out here who says anything against the king or anything like that, they're going to have to be sanctioned now? The FCC is going to have to get involved? Because people like me who don't want to bring a liberal on because they just get in the way of the conversation, they get in the way of the actual topic. But I have to talk liberal now? Well, I talk about unicorns, so I guess I'm covered. I'm not going to comply with that. You want to be fair? Let people run their show the way they want to run their show. Let the news organization run the news organization the way they want to run the news organization. You don't like the friggin' news organization? Don't watch the goddamn thing. There's no excuse for a fairness doctrine. What the hell does that mean, fairness? Fairness to who? What, because liberals don't have enough airtime on the radio? How about conservatives don't get enough airtime on television? When is that going to change? Here's another. Here's something here. You want to talk about bullying. I mean, you know what that FCC, that is. That is straight up liberal bullying. Don't think, don't even try to deny it. Don't argue with it. I don't want to hear it. They want all the airtime. They don't want anybody talking about anything other than what they want to talk about. And if you dare to talk about the truth, well, they will shut you down. That's not a bully. Excuse me. Hello. That is a bully. And you are an idiot if you cannot see that way. I don't want to hear it. Shut up. So now a man claims, and I've seen the video on this, it disgusts me to absolutely no end, but it does not surprise me. This is going to continue to happen. Just because you have a badge on your chest and you carry a gun does not mean that you can do whatever you want to whoever you want, whenever you want. You do still have rules there, Mr. Cop, Mr. Doctor. The Constitution is for everybody. Law enforcement, government, citizen, it's for everybody. Just because you have a badge on your chest and you carry a gun does not mean that you can do whatever you want, whenever you want, to whoever you want. You deserve to go to jail for this. You and the two doctors that did this. Guess there was two doctors and a couple of cops here. Well, let's get into the story here so you people know what the hell I'm talking about. I obviously don't. This is Deming, New Mexico. Never heard of it, but seems like a nice little town. Not anymore. It's been infested. It's been infested. This is what liberalism brings you. This is the disease we were talking about yesterday, that virus. This is what that virus brings you. So this state is now being infested. Texas is being infested with liberalism. This is the liberalism flu, the liberal flu. A New Mexico man claims he was anally probed several times by police and medical officials following a traffic stop. This guy goes, he comes out of Walmart. Which, since they're not union, obviously he's a Republican, and Republicans are haters, so we've. But he didn't stop at a stop sign all the way. So he did a California stop, and they pulled him over. Okay, fine, yada, yada, yada. So this guy gets out. Evidently, the cop thinks that he's squeezing his butt cheeks together. Maybe the guy's got to go, and he, doesn't want it to, come out. I don't know. So they think that the man is clenching his butt cheeks together, so they got it in their head that he's obviously hiding drugs in his anus. They think they smell drugs on his seat, which can be so subjective. Yes, yes, Your Honor, yes, I smell drugs on his seat. Well, what did you smell exactly? Well, I don't really know, but it smelled like drugs. Oh, okay, that's probable cause. So they take this guy in, they go to one hospital. And the doctor there at this one doctor facility said, no, that's unethical. I'm not going to be looking up this guy's butt and trying to get this. This is ridiculous. The guy kept saying, no, I don't have any drugs. I mean, I don't have any drugs on. So they finally found another in a different county now. Mind you, so he gets they go out and they get a warrant from I forgot to cover that part. They go out to the judge and they get a warrant. So they got this warrant for one particular county, but they go to they can't find a doctor in that county, so they go to another county, get this doctor or doctors. They perform x-rays. They find nothing. They do several anal probes with their fingers off two doctors. They perform several enemas. They even put him under and performed a colonoscopy. Can't say that word. So they stick a camera up his butt and they go all the way deep inside. So, and they still have yet to find no drugs. So here you are, because the guy squeezes his butt cheeks together, that means he's hiding drugs and he's got to go from hospital to hospital to hospital until they can find a doctor who's going to do this unethical treatment of x-rays, enemas, colonoscopies, cameras, finger probes, and still find no drugs. Well, this guy's got one hell of a lawsuit. Those cops that did that, first of all, they need to not only lose their job, but they need to serve some jail time. The doctors that performed, though, they need to lose some jail time. Guess what else? And to just add a cherry on top of the story, the doctors that the doctor office that performed those procedures on this man, which was quite a lot, several x-rays, enemas, colonoscopies, anesthesia, finger probes, they sent this man the bill. So now he has to pay this huge, giant bill, and if he doesn't pay it, they're threatening him to take him to collections. So they're going to ruin this man's credit because he squeezed his butt cheeks together, and they've given him several enemas after enemas, x-rays, finger probes, cameras, all the way up to his intestines, all the way into his stomach. Couldn't find any drugs. And he has to pay for that. How is that not bullying? Why does that police officer still have a job? Why is that police officer not in jail? Those are my questions. That's what I want to find out. Why is that? Well, I don't know the full story, and maybe there was a reason for it. I mean, there could be a lot of different things. You know what there was? There was people who think that just because they have a badge on their chest, just because they win an election, just because somebody promoted them, that they have all this magical power. Well, you don't have that much magical power. You have nothing. And yes, we are on the eve of destruction. I will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't switch the truth, it knows no regulation.
handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, no, you don't.